On today's Smart 7, adverse incidents in the HSC, RTÉ and Ryan Tuberty take a break and lots more. It's Friday, the 18th of August. It's National Couples Day and happy birthday, Edward Norton.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
A new report from the HSC on Thursday revealed details of what it calls adverse incidents. There were almost 107,000 of them in the last 12 months, resulting in 550 deaths. An adverse incident is described as anything from a slip or a fall on HSC property to surgery on the wrong part of the body or even death. The number has risen each year in the last 5 years. Stephen McMahon of the Irish Patients Association says the report is pretty disturbing.
Well, the most shocking figure is 550 deaths in 1 year as a result of preventable errors. That's four times the number of road deaths that occurred in 2022.
9% of cases were near misses and 45% of cases resulted in no injury, but 10% of cases did require medical treatment. The HSC says the numbers are in line with international norms and that the increase year on year is driven by the increased numbers of patients they're treating. Patrick Tobin of Aintu, whose dual question produced the report, isn't happy at the numbers at all.
Where is the accountability in relation to this? Where is the investigation? Where is the reform? And where is the necessary investment to make sure that people are safe in their pathway through the health service?
RTÉ announced on Thursday evening that the trust had broken down during negotiations with Ryan Tuberty and that he would not be returning to the station at this time. It comes after the latest Grant Thornton report, which cleared Ryan of any involvement in the adjustment of his published salary figures for 2017, 2018 and 2019, which sparked the ongoing controversy. However, Ryan's subsequent statement about the 2020 and 21 figures appears to have caused an issue, and Director General Kevin Backhurst appeared live on the RTÉ 9 o'clock news to explain why he reached the conclusion of the negotiation.
I spent a great deal of time over the last few weeks in negotiations with Ryan. I felt we were in a good place. We had a core agreement for Ryan to come back. And then the statement was issued, which, you know, once again questioned the newly stated salaries, which are correct.
Not everyone was surprised to see things coming off the rails. Terry Prone of the Communications Clinic says Ryan has said too much publicly and it's just too difficult to see him back on the air while investigations continue.
It's like having a loose tooth. When you have been wounded, as Ryan perceives himself as having been wounded, he is always going to want to fiddle with the wound. If he's interviewing a celeb who's been through bad times, to do a throwaway remark like, well, I have suffered myself in similar situations.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was busy on the phone on Thursday. He gave Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman a buzz to catch up and to invite him for a visit to the UK. That's a controversial move, as the Crown Prince has been off anyone's invite list since the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, which took place in 2018. US intelligence agencies found that he approved the murder but stopped short of issuing sanctions against him. UN human rights investigator Agnes Callamard said it's not appropriate for a state visit until the issue is resolved.
It is a logical step for me to be asking for him to be included in the sanctions until and unless there is evidence provided that he was not involved, didn't know, should not have known of the execution.
11 people are currently on trial for the murder in Saudi Arabia and the prince denies any involvement. Dr. Alan Mendoza of the Henry Jackson Society, a foreign policy and national security think tank, says that the UK needs to take a practical view and work more closely with Saudi Arabia.
He is the leader of an important strategic partner of the UK. He has been improving their human rights record despite this disgraceful murder. The UK recognises it will have to negotiate even with people who may not be their perfect partners.
Ukraine reported more gains in the Donetsk region on Thursday as the counteroffensive continues at a slow pace. Thursday also saw NATO officials attempt to walk back an awkward diplomatic misstep that occurred when a senior NATO official had appeared to suggest that Ukraine should give up territory to Russia in exchange for NATO membership. He apologised and his boss, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, speaking in Norway, was busy attempting to reassure Ukraine and NATO members that there had been no sudden change in policy.
Stian Jensen himself has made it clear that it came out wrong. That was his message, which is my main message and is NATO's main message. We support Ukraine. We support Ukraine even within the internationally recognized borders they have.
So to come on the Smart 7, Adele gets all emotion. We pay tribute to a showbiz legend.
Right after this. Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
Sunday sees the Women's World Cup final take place at Stadium Australia in Sydney. It all kicks off at 11 a.m. as England face Spain in what could be a tricky game for both sides. Former England and Manchester United player Gary Neville says whatever happens, he's got a lot of respect for the Lionesses, who are European champions and now World Cup finalists.
I still marvel at that Euro final in the last 5 minutes when they were up against a team in Germany and they were keeping the ball in the corner, things that we could never do. They've got robustness, resilience. They do things that we have never done in this country, which is go and perform. Not just in one tournament, but do it again and again.
We haven't heard a whole lot from Adele recently. She's been busy performing in her residency in Vegas, and you might occasionally catch a glimpse of her on social firing a t-shirt gun into the crowd of fans. Well, she's loving life, and her fans love to get her involved in their lives. Two fans in particular at a show the other night asked her to get involved in their gender reveal. Yes, apparently, there's still a thing.
Chantel and Chris.
The UK lost another showbiz legend on Thursday with the death of interviewer extraordinaire Sir Michael Parkinson. He was quite simply the king of TV from 1971 to 2007, with over 2,000 celebrities facing him for a gentle but firm inquisition. There were tributes from big names and former guests, including Michael Caine, Elton John and Angela Rippon. He was 88 years of age and passed away after a short illness in the company of his family. This is one of the most dramatic moments when George Michael gave him his first interview after his LA arrest back in 1998. Rest in peace, Michael.
I can remember being 8 or 9 years old, and my mum would allow me to stay up only to watch the Parkinson show. She thought it would be a bit of quality watching. She probably wouldn't have been quite as thrilled that I had to take my willy out to get on here.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.